Yo, this is Mo Nice from the Insomniacs from Greenville, South Carolina. You're listening to Truth Brothers Radio, Ray, Devon, and Candace. If you ain't listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you.
Some of it you're going to like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
More like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. I think we got a nice little show lined up for y'all, and we can't wait to get into it. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And if you want to join the conversation with that, you press the number 1. And as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And we also got the chat room up live and bumping. And we already got hot topics in the building. So what's going on, Tony?
No doubt.
Hey, all right.
Over there.
Yeah. Hey, how was your week, man?
Week was good, I think. Let me go back and check. Yeah, week was pretty good, man. Had a blast. You know, I do what I do every weekend, just chill with my boys and, you know, have me a red nose. I mean a red apple.
There you go.
But go ahead.
Yeah, man. The week was good myself, man. I want to thank everybody who was wishing us congratulations on our 100th show last week, man.
No doubt.
We got a lot of love, man, and we really appreciate it. So
yeah.
that was nice.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the weekend was cool, man. I chilled, got a lot of work done, got a lot of show prep done for this show. Man, I've been waiting for this show for a long time.
Yeah, she's out.
Pow, pow. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
So basically, if anybody has never heard of this cartoon called She's Out, trust me, the Truth Brothers are going to do what we do best when we go in on things. And yeah, this is one that you definitely won't. You actually, if you're a parent,
you really want to hear this one. You really want this one. Yep.
And if you got little boys, you really want
little girls. You got
kids.
Don't let this one fly under the radar.
This for me, if you got a boy though, man. If you got a son, they got to know. If you get son, if you got a son, yeah, nah. No, we can't do this. So definitely, man, you guys will get our situation once we get into the second hour of our conversation with the She's Out. But all in all, man, yeah. So what'd you do over this weekend, though? Me, myself, I know you said you chill. I actually finally had a chance, man, to check out that This Is the End. And
how was it?
It was freaking hilarious.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
That joint was hilarious to me. I mean, it's a lot of people who's not gonna laugh at it.
Right.
But
it's our type of humor.
There you go.
Some of it you're gonna like, some of it you ain't.
Yeah, pretty much. And I for one enjoyed it. It got a little dry towards the end, but at the end it was still a funny movie.
Cool. Yeah, man. I work. I put in some work. There was no Bears game on Sunday, so that gave me a little room to concentrate.
Right.
Knocked a whole lot of work out and got some rest, man. So I had a great weekend.
You know what, though? Real quick, two things. One, speaking of football, shouts out to Adrian Peterson, man. I know, you know, whatever, but the situation he went through is kind of crazy. So.
Yeah.
Y'all keep Adrian Peterson and his family in y'all prayers.
His family,
whatever,
right.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of whatever that situation is, that's still a 2-year-old boy who lost his life due to somebody else's ignorance. So let's just keep that out there. Second off, on a lighter note, you know, I still have...
No, before we go on a lighter note, we're going to have a topic surrounding what went on with Adrian Peterson and father-mother relationships in general on a larger scale.
Yeah.
So be looking for that, and that's the time when you come in and tell your truth.
Absolutely. And, oh, yeah, on my lighter note, thanks for killing that. I still haven't had a chance to check out Gravity, man. It's kind of irritating me right now. Because
yeah,
because
you want to check
Carrie's
it out.
Carrie's coming out, and I want to see Carrie. Like,
someone else was telling me they want to see Carrie,
yeah.
And I'm like, it do look like they got a nice take on it, but I'm just like, how many times are you going
to
be able to tell the same story? This
but
is like,
it's
well, this is like the fourth attempt.
You're right. But
so
it's one of them, they put a slightly
they're putting a slightly twice.
So it's like, it's not, I don't think it's going to be as bad as when they tried to bring back Freddy. Like that,
oh,
was,
that
just,
was terrible.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah,
do
that
again.
Awful.
But yeah, all in all, man, yeah. So yeah, I want to check out that because Gravity grossed another $44 million.
Yeah, they said it's the number one movie in the world.
I can believe
in
that.
The world
for
so,
smart people.
Yeah, because it is. I mean, if you look, I'm putting it like this. You ever see Open Water?
Yes.
Okay, if you've seen Open Water and you didn't like that, you may not like this.
Yeah, I loved Open Water.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
One of them joints. All right.
All right. Who we hollering at?
Oh, yeah, of course. Shout outs to Sam Lee. What's up, boss? Mo Nice, Denicia Booth, Stephanie Sandoval, Art Cofield, and Latasha Varnes at AT&T chiming in, listening to us. Sydney Johnson, Akilah Sims, Marquita Williams, I'm sorry. Kyrie, Justin, Jason, my boy Heavy, what's going on? Ultimate Success, hey. And to my two little boys, Amir and Armani. They supposed to be listening now. So, hey, Daddy's talking to y'all. For DJs, B-Days, we got Sabelle Adele, man. Her birthday.
All right. Happy birthday,
yeah,
Sabelle. She hollered at us about this. She's out, too. So
I
that's
know.
Cool.
I hope she's chiming in listening. Thea Carmera, Nicole Battle, Regina Ross, Crystal Rags, my boy Corey Patterson. I had a joke. Daryl and Daryl Glover, happy birthday from all y'all from Truth Brothers Radio. We love y'all. Thanks for listening.
All right. Ready to do it?
Yeah, with that out the way.
Yeah, with all that out the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by that book movie, Do the Wong Thing, Confessions of an Asian Stripper, written and directed by Sum Young Ho.
All right. And she's out lumpy lace panties. She's out panties, laced like a woman but made for a man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Check this out.
Yeah. Guys, threw you off a little bit.
Yeah, but the title is Elderly Woman Goes on ChristianMingle.com Ends Day with a Broken Pelvis.
Woo! Sounds like it was fun.
Again.
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
Okay, one more time. Elderly woman goes on ChristianMingle.com, ends day with broken pelvis. Was it really? 72-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Granny's not done. I'm not going into the light yet till I get it in.
Oh, I wish we had another clip.
She's making it rain.
Powder. 72-year-old Jaleesa Towns was looking for love on the popular Christian dating site on the popular Christian dating site when she received more than she bargained for when she met up with 27-year-old DeMarcus James.
I want to be negative, but then again,
damn it, Grandma.
What can I say? Wow. She was going for that champion belt.
The story goes that Miss Town was on the site looking for a date for the quote-unquote church picnic, which... that she found Mr. James. The age misconception, the age misconception happened when Jalissa accidentally put her age in backwards.
37,
27, and 73. I meant 72. Damn. But oh well.
Cuz was like, I can't see a picture, but she's 27 and like, yeah, I'm in.
I think she whatever. They met for lunch at a local cafe, and despite the age difference, the two seemed to still hit it off, which led to a nightcap.
a night thrashing is more like it. Would you like to come in for a nightcap?
I got peppermints and a Davenport. You can bend me over there if you like. The 72-year-old woke up the next morning with quote-unquote pains in her abdominal and mids.
Why is my stomach hurting?
That boy went to town.
He went for one peppermint too many.
He went to Mrs. Town with pains in her abdominal and midsection. Went to the hospital where she found out she had a broken pelvis due to the sexual act she and Mr. James engaged in.
I call this a slingshot.
Just cause. She was released from the hospital Wednesday after a small surgery and painkillers.
He beat it up. Beat it up.
My man DeMarcus went destroying. Told the blue hairs off that joint. My man DeMarcus.
Quit squirming.
I ain't squirming. Put it all in there.
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir! No, you didn't. No, you didn't, man. God. No, sir.
Oh, my God. Dude, I could not believe. I could not believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am. All right. I'm flabbergasted.
How did that meeting at the cafe go to a point where he was like, you're not 27.
You're 72.
And he still said.
But I got butterscotch. Oh, well, that's the case.
You didn't tell me you had butterscotch. What would you do?
Yep.
Butterscotch. Oh, I'll take you home. Yeah, he bit into that peppermint patty.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, we got an early caller. 706-527. You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Man, look, what's up? This is Moby. Look, I'm sorry. Ha-ha, it's funny. He had sex with an old lady. Oh, well, what happened? Okay, get over it. I want to talk about this goddamn cartoon, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, I got you. Second out,
man.
Bro. Trust me. Trust
man.
Me.
Man.
People coming to the party. Trust me, second hour. I promise you. Oh,
man.
Oh, I know, bro.
Trust me.
I'm sorry. That's my man. I got to come because trust me, second hour. Yeah. When we go into the second hour, you're really going to have some comments. Put it like that.
Oh, yeah. Because if you ever heard Moby, hang in there with us, bro. Keep your comments.
We've never let you down.
Second hour, you're going to get the open mic to say whatever you want to, bro. Handle your biz. But we got to take a real quick break. We'll be right back after we see what's up with Pomeroy and Old Jail. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. And I brought
Truth Brothers Radio. As you may know, for 2012, Truth Brothers Radio has received two Jordan McHale Awards for Best New Show of the Year, as well as Best New Group or Duo, and we couldn't have done it without you and your continued support. Keep listening to the Truth Brothers live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com or call into the show at 818-514-1202 to listen and give us your questions or comments. Missed an episode? No worries. All episodes are archived on our Blog Talk Radio page, Facebook, or you can download episodes for free on iTunes. Be sure to check out our clips on YouTube and share them with your friends and family. Again, thanks for all the love and support as we keep doing our thing. Peace.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Whole world.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Man, I'm like, hey, all right, are we there? I'm sorry, we're back to Buzz Radio. All right,
and yeah,
yeah. The
old jail
man, he told that in half, bro.
Yeah.
And she trooped it to the hospital, so I gotta give her.
She wasn't complaining.
Yeah,
and she did it after Obamacare kicked in.
I know, right? So, shouts out to her.
There you go. All right, but check this one out. Clyde Sexton, jailed after sexually assaulting dying woman for almost 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. It gets real.
Right. What a dumbass.
Lexington, Kentucky. Clyde Sexton, a 71-year-old maintenance worker at a Lexington strip club, was jailed Thursday after he sexually assaulted an unconscious woman for 30 minutes, depriving her of medical attention that might have saved her life. According to the police, Sexton was working as a handyman at Filthy's Gentleman's Club.
Filthy. Where nothing's clean. Filthy's Gentleman's Club. We don't even wash our balls. Filthy's Gentleman's Club.
Yes.
Even the titties are dirty. I'm sorry. Okay, you're right. You're right. Too far. Filthy.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for any inappropriate remarks that were made and will be made during this broadcast.
You give your money to a spot called Filthy.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. When a fellow employee, 37-year-old Melissa Smiley, collapsed from an undisclosed medical condition.
Heroin?
Investigators say Sexton went to the woman's side after she collapsed. However, instead of getting the woman help, he sexually assaulted her instead. Video surveillance at the club captured the footage. I guess he forgot all about the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, captured the footage of Sexton assaulting the woman for 30 minutes before he eventually alerted another employee to the woman's condition.
Of course.
Yeah. Smiley was rushed to a local hospital where she died Monday night. An autopsy has been performed. However, the medical examiners are awaiting the results of the toxicology report, heroin, mm-hmm. and hope that they will provide the woman's official cause of death.
Off that Whitney.
Sexton was booked and jailed and charged with first-degree sexual assault and abuse, in addition to other charges that may be forthcoming. He's a real humanitarian. Oh, my God, she passed out.
Let me lay on her.
Let me help her. What are you doing?
Take these here boy shorts off.
That's not mouth to mouth.
That's, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, this.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, he's an ass.
Yeah, like, he's an ass. You could have really just not did that, man. On the stripper. At Filthy's, though.
At Filthy's.
Do you really?
At Filthy's. No one safe.
Do you really want to go see strippers at Filthy's? That's
obviously some people, hey, man. They got it going on at Filthy's.
I'm tempted to ask anybody who works at Filthy's, why hasn't the CDC people came through there and checked that spot out? I don't like it.
Yeah. 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 Filthy. And he just forgot all about the camera.
No, oh yeah.
Told the police, "Hey, man,
it's a cartoon.
I was helping her."
Now be quiet. She's Al's on.
What?
He's
an ass.
That's trifling and nasty, man. Like, whatever. People.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. Who was his conscious? What was his conscious? Oh, she failed.
What do I do now?
Top of the morning to you.
What's up, bro?
Whoa. Don't help her just yet. Think about it. You've been watching her dance on that pole for 6 months now. This is your chance.
To get your A.
Don't worry. We're in Filthy.
Everything goes in Filthy.
There you go. Go ahead and have fun. Lou out. Damn it. Open my floor door.
Whitney Houston. Get my damn floor door. You're going to need a bodyguard if you don't get this damn floor to open.
That's wow. Is Whitney in hell?
Yes, sir. The last Whitney sounds, yes. She's in hell. I think that's not right.
You don't think she's in hell?
She's in hell, but it's not right to say it. She's in hell. I got people who's going to,
And they already know.
Yeah, they know. Tyler Perry's going to hell. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care what.
That's a whole topic in itself.
Devon's condemning him to hell. There you go. Hey.
Wow. Is Tyler Perry going to hell? I like the question myself. 818-514-1202.
You're going to get but y'all are.
Uh-huh. Picking on that Tyler Perry.
And his boy thong.
Though I got to give it to him, boy. He picked the perfect time to come out of the closet, didn't he?
Right around that
right at that verdict. Man, did y'all hear that they done let this fool off?
I'm gay.
But it's terrible. Yeah, he threw that right. Yeah.
Yeah. Forget Tyler, man. I'm sorry. I know there are some Tyler Perry fans that listen to True Buzz, and that's fine. You know, you're more than like, you can like two people. That's not, Tyler likes boys. And sometimes girls. Who knows? But, hey.
Wow.
Whatever. I don't like
him. That's where you at?
Whatever. I don't like him. I mean, I like him. He gives a lot of black actors work who are out of work. But
yeah, and he's getting better as a movie maker. He's getting better. He's not there yet, but he's getting better.
Good Deeds was all right. Not leaving that. And even
the Temptation
was
in.
Really?
Got a little preachy.
Really?
Got a little preachy.
It got more than dude. Got a little, the end of that
did,
damn
did
movie.
You not punish the girl enough? Then you had to give her heaves at the end too.
Girl deserved that. I'm sorry. Look, out of all of Tyler Perry's movies, finally the dark skinned brother didn't do nothing wrong. But not let me rephrase that. The God-loving dark-skinned brother didn't do nothing wrong.
There you go.
Because my boy, whatever his name is, Ballhead Jet Flyer was the one who
The seducer.
The seducer. And what was the point of just making that? Was whoever was the makeup artist had to been half off the or half off them filthy drugs? Because did you see the makeup towards the end when they tried to make everybody old?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know,
we just went to town.
And but the girl who actually had AIDS didn't look like she had AIDS.
Okay, we going into
about
that real quick. I got a question.
All right.
What person you know who graduates college with a pharmacology degree works at a Rexall and drives a Fred Sanford truck? Just ask.
Nobody. I don't.
You tend to make six figures, even at the Walgreens.
Yes, sir.
The Walgreens, the CVS pays six figures and say, yeah, you've got to run the pharmacy.
Yeah.
They don't just let anybody all willy-nilly make you drugs.
But then again, though, he was at Hangum & Son's pharmacy.
Right, but whatever. It's still a... I know. I got you. Sure.
Saving money.
Right.
But here's the thing.
Who watches football on a 13-inch square television?
And you can't afford... You can't
Because you're paying back all the loans.
Nah, bro. I know brothers who'd have boost that TV for got you a 62-inch for $450.
Right. And who has a record collection? Uh-oh, I forgot my wife's birthday.
Let me dance nakedly.
My wife's birthday, who we were childhood sweethearts since six, and somehow I forgot her birthday.
Because I worked so hard. But the dude who's known her all of 15 minutes said, oh, flower.
Get on this jet.
You can tell him I took it. Like, that's going to make it.
That'll make it better. Tell him I. Dude.
You can tell him I took it.
Right.
So after I'm through, and then, oh, so who's the girl you're walking with? You jealous now? Yeah, whatever. That whole movie
didn't do much for you
until about a month ago. I'm gonna be
okay.
Honest.
I went to the show. I gave him his bucks. I gave him
really?
His bucks.
Nah, nah.
He got very, like I say, he got very preachy at the end.
Dude, the devilish goddess mother, she was so goddess in her devilish ways.
You can't. I brought the prayer choir to your house. I know you're working overtime, but we just going to pray here today because I got a feeling.
Though she left the house in the first place and the husband's not home, we didn't have a place to pray, so we boosted your lock and got in here.
For the Lord.
But whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So are we?
Have you heard about that show?
What show?
L.A. Pimps of Hollywood. I mean, Preachers of Hollywood.
And that was actually suggested.
My bad, Freudian slip.
There you go. The L.A. Preachers of Hollywood.
Oh, topic coming up. Yes, sir. Yo, that's coming.
That's
coming.
I could not believe that, dude. I was listening to the promo over the radio, and because I don't, you know, TV and me ain't really friends right now.
Right.
So as I'm listening to it, the dude says, "Yeah, I'm a preacher." And I've sinned, but y'all got to understand, I'm flesh. Like,
unlike y'all.
And I'm like, so you worshiping this dude who gets on this pew, whatever you call it, and y'all looking up to this man who's telling you, yeah, I'm going to keep sinning. Y'all holding me to barriers and
but some of them do that. It was one scene where he was meeting the congregation, and he's cupping behind. Oh, you've been working out, Miss Sadie.
So, and shouts out to my mom. She got something happened up there. I didn't go. I was unable to attend for some odd reason. But the whole family was there. And,
evil.
Yeah.
That's why they see you coming up to the door. They be like,
Lord Jesus, it's Lucifer. El DeBarge himself. El DeBarge. You said it wrong, lady. Diablo.
You're stupid.
But anyway.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take another break, and then when we come back, we'll round out the terrible truth.
Truth Brothers Radio.
We'll be right back. everlasting. There'll be no part two. Thousands infinite. Once I start to draw a better picture for your third eye. If you're blind, you know what a mic. I'm a black Michelangelo. I'm the brother who ideas are colorful. Giving them insight, but giving them trouble too. Comprehend, cause their thoughts won't blend in. They're pretending while I'm extending. You bite like a parasite.
Shelly Perry, the man who brought you Jesus Is, presents Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster, the new hit stage play everyone's talking about at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater next to the Currency Exchange down the street from Three-Fifths Bank, the Bank for Colors. It's the story of how one woman got up to make toast and found Jesus.
Oh! Oh, my God. Jesus, is that you in there?
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll bring butter. Jet Magazine says, this some bull here. King Magazine says, I've never seen so many big asses in my life. And The Final Call says, it's cooning at its best. Starring Loretta Devine as Mama.
Honest to God, somebody almost ran up with all of my stuff.
Also, Countess Vaughn from the Parkers. You know him as Waldo. Sean Harrison from Family Matters. R&B sensation Howard Hewitt as the light-skinned singer. Delicious from Flavor of Love. Wendy Williams as Bitter Mama.
How you doing? It's a man, baby.
And in a triumphant return to the stage, Cisco as the Dragon Chaser.
I came looking for man's butt.
And as Jesus, Bullethead from the Steve Harvey Show. That's Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater, sponsored by Three-Fifths Bank, the Bank for Colors. Get your tickets now. Bring the whole family.
Man, I saw this 4 times. I still don't get it. Who the hell is Sean Harrison?
A Shelly Perry production.
Praise Jesus, it's free, right?
Brothers Radio.
Hey, that cop's a killer. Don't let him cuff you. He'll kill you. He'll stand on your neck and shoot you in your back. Maybe not. You should stop laying down for the law. We saw them commit acts of war. Terrorism for sure. Open our seats to see. To see us bleed some more. Beware how you answer your door.
Truth Brothers. Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. We're rounding out the terrible truth. And in the second hour, we will be telling y'all what the hell is she's out.
Bam, baby. Well, if y'all have not heard of this cartoon, I'm gonna tell you again. She's out. What the? Yeah, it's for the kids. Anyway, everybody who knows me, man, knows that one of my favorite commercials is the camel, the Geico camel on Hump Day. Everybody who knows me knows that's my commercial, right? Check it out. This school forced to ban students from quoting Geico Hump Day commercial. A commercial starring a talking camel has received over 15 million hits on YouTube, but has been labeled as disruptive by teachers at a Connecticut school. The Geico, yes sir, the Geico Hump Day ad has many people laughing across America, but teachers at Vernon Center Middle School in Vernon, I would guess that's where it would be. Vernon, Connecticut was the first. the Vernon Center Middle School in Vernon, Connecticut. Eh?
Yeah.
That's like calling the African Middle School of Africa. Really, bro? Did you have to say that? Okay, whatever. We'll prefer to put the chatty camel in detention. The problem. Superintendent of Schools Dr. Mary P. Conway told WFSB that some of the sixth grade boys at the school were impersonating the camel so much that teachers claimed it was disruptive. Quote,
Yo, Ms. Johnson, what day is this? Come on, Ms. Johnson, you know what day it is?
And then the slump kid just going,
The slump kid getting
Dave.
Somebody wipe Billy's mouth and get him in the back. Put your helmet on, boy. It's raining outside. Everybody's walking around the hallway saying it's hump day and that weird.
And they're getting mad in the hallway. Hey, y'all, it's hump day.
The student Brooke Lewis said the issue got a bigger rise as some students began imitating the camel during the entire week, not just on hump day.
This must be a slump school.
Vernon School for the Retards. And what dance do they do?
Let's get retarded. Put your hand in the air, try to break your wrist. Then across your chest and try to bite your ear. And go,
It's a slow jam. Anyway.
Ooh.
The issue got a bigger rise. Some of the students began imitating the camel during the entire week, not just on hump day.
Thursday? Don't even work the same.
What day is on your panties?
Tuesday?
It's Wednesday! I didn't change.
You big dummy.
Sometimes it's counting down to when it is. I don't know what the hell that means, but whatever. But the hook is the camel have humps the ad, one of the most popular ones over the summer, makes play of the term hump day, which refers to the Wednesday being hump in the middle of the working week. The hook is the camel has humps and is a snappier line that says dormitory a day. I don't know what that means, especially for a camel that talks. The company, which spends about $1 billion a year in advertising. God.
Yeah, Geico gets it in. Yeah.
$1 billion just in advertising.
Yeah. And they got to have one of the best advertisers. They rarely put out a lame commercial.
Yeah, this last one with the pig, just the one.
Yeah, but look at how long they when they get one that they like, they evolve it. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all the way home, and then people liked it, so they just take
now
it to its logical conclusion.
But remember the caveman?
Yeah.
It's so easy. A caveman could
right.
do it. Yeah.
And then the caveman is offended.
Yeah, now he's over there working for Vonage.
Yeah, right. But here's the crazy part. Remember, they had got a show for a minute.
Yeah,
it flopped.
Caveman,
but the caveman, I mean, that shit was so popular, it got a show. So, wow.
Yeah. But long story short, I think there's bigger things to take care of in middle school than that said Mr. Mick Ruggio. It was predicted the controversy would blow over by Wednesday. It's getting old. It's gonna blow over on hump day.
He picked the day that the joke works as the day it'll blow over.
Yeah, he says the people of the office says we're impressed by the camel swagger. So there it is. Hump day.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Me, myself, I actually enjoy the commercial. That is probably the funniest. I love that. That commercial never gets old to me. It doesn't. I still watch
it. Work at the school, it will.
I just tell the retards, y'all got to stop. Like,
knock it off.
Everybody get your glue sticks. We going to make glitter bombs. And then that's it. What is that? The activity they do at retarded schools? What do they do?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
They bite nails. I don't know.
Quit biting your nails. He puts it back in the tool bag. Oh,
whatever.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir.
Now, that was late.
It really was. I was waiting on that earlier.
That was late.
And let us not forget that everybody who's listening right now, the second hour conversation is we will be discussing the She's Out commercial. And if you have not had the chance to see what's up with She's Out, don't worry, we'll let you in.
Yeah, Tony said Monday. See, it's funny.
Truth Day. See,
you go. Mondays are now known as Truth Day.
There you go.
So take it to your job.
Yeah.
Mr. Jenkins, you know what day it is? Truth Day.
And go in as a thug. That's
what? No.
We're thugs. That's what we've been labeled. We're thugs.
Who labeled us?
Oh, dude, you ain't heard?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, we got, oh, well, not we. I got inbox saying, hey, man, y'all are funny, but you need to keep it on that thug level of being just funny. Don't go smartsy.
Oh, there you go. When you go to that second, yeah.
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 Don't go so smartsy arts on us. Just
yeah, you know. You know what's funny, man? It's been a couple. I think the War Show had a particularly funny, terrible truth in there. And if you haven't heard it, go check it out. Mm-hmm. War, what is it good for? But it was funny that as soon as we went into the second hour and got serious on world events, the queue just shrank.
Yes, sir.
Real quick. Oh, no, they talking about Reed.
They talking about
them
stuff.
Trump bros is talking about Reed.
I just like when they make the sounds and make us laugh. Ain't that right, y'all? Everybody.
There you go. There you go.
Nah, whatever, man. But I mean, and I try to tell people, like, even when we do, you know, our second hours, it's still funny. It's still, you know, we try to put some levity in it, but they don't.
Just wait.
Yeah, they don't. They nope. Soon
don't
as you
want to hear
say,
that.
Soon as you say, "Hey, man, books." Everybody.
Yeah. Another one was when we got into the Obamacare, because the Obamacare kicked in the day after we broadcast, and when we went into that, the queue just all right. There they go again.
Yeah, always talking.
Pomeroy was funny, but now you talking about voting.
Have you heard all these people? Oh man. Did you hear about the food stamp cards going out, right?
Yes.
Dude.
Yes. Now it's real. Now for a lot of people, this shutdown is real.
But it wasn't now, close to that, though.
Now the voting has gotten real.
But the shutdown had nothing to do with the cards. But you couldn't tell nobody on Twitter. You couldn't tell nobody.
It was
on
the
Instagram.
Shutdown.
No.
And it was Obama.
Oh.
It was Obama that took away my Link card.
Dude, I'm sitting here, excuse me, as I eat my Link brought food. I'm sorry. Just kidding. But it was I was watching this conversation evolved on Facebook, right?
Right.
And the conversation went, "Hey girl, is your card working?"
No! Over the Facebook.
Over Facebook, this is what
I was trying to get my Funyun. I was trying to get my Funyun, and it wouldn't work.
Seriously. The girl says, "Hey girl, did your card work?" Spell nah girl, and I was in the
what
middle of
dumbass.
Nah girl. Girl is spelled G-U-R-L, of course. I was in the middle of Aldi's and
she spelled Aldi's A-L-L-D-E-E.
Yes. Aldi's. I was in the middle of all these. No, she spelled it A-L-L-D-D-D-D-D because these are D's. So,
oh no!
You say what happened, girl? I went to swiping and it didn't work. The other girl says, "Yeah, I heard that Obama had a choice: either keep the Obamacare or get rid of the Link." This is pure...
What a dumbass.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I swear to God, this is what happened.
And you know, he screwed us, girl.
Yeah.
And I voted for him.
He
once.
Was crazy. The girl was like, "Man, I don't get why we need health care, but I need..." But she
there you go.
Healthcare.
Girl, I feel fine.
Ain't nothing wrong with me. I don't need that health stuff. I just need my food, right? Then she said, "Yeah, girl, because I tried to buy somebody else's car."
That didn't work, too.
So I hope she gives me my 125 back. Yeah, boy. Yeah, these are the, and I, dude, I literally watched that conversation, eased up in it and said, yeah, that's what happened, and left the conversation.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't, again,
it's the
people,
lack of reading that hurts the most.
Everybody, that had nothing to do with the shutdown. It had nothing to do with Obamacare. Just, you know. And this, you know what? I get the families who actually need it. There are, and I'm not knocking them. There are families out here who are hurting. And yes, they need that assistance for their food.
Yes.
Understand that. But those people really wasn't the ones going in on an ignorant side. Those are the ones like, man, look, I guess I got to find another way. That's what I got out of those. The ones who just use it to sell it to buy shoes and clothes for themselves.
Girl.
How am I supposed to get these red bottoms?
I need them.
If he don't turn my link on.
He's messing me up.
First that dude try to duck his support. And now this.
I know a lot of people went in on Adrian Peterson. Yes. A lot of people went in on Adrian Peterson this weekend.
And that
we're going to just do a show on that all together because I think it's been a lot of prejudgment going on without taking into account the situation. But I digress.
Yeah, no. And that's true, man. I mean, a lot of times, and again, we're going to say, man, condolences. Everybody who's going in on that man, and you got some people going in on that girl, and with two people, one, look at the fact that a 2-year-old boy is dead. Let's just get that in out in the open right now. And let's go into the dude who actually did it. Y'all don't want to, you looking at Adrian and, oh, we shouldn't be doing this for him. He rarely, no. A 2-year-old boy is dead, and the mother's boyfriend, I don't even, let's just take away from the mother for a second. Let's just ease her out of this if we can. The dude who she was with was the one who beat the kid to death. Why aren't we mad at him? We're just looking at Adrian and the mother. That's a problem, people. Don't you agree? You want to say Adrian? Well, he shouldn't play Sunday. Well, maybe he's playing that game in memory of his son. Maybe he's doing that.
Maybe it's psychological.
Exactly.
Some people handle grief in different ways.
Totally agree with
818-514-1202. Feel free to call in and give your comments.
But I guess we got a caller coming in right now.
Yeah, we got a caller. 708-733. You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Yo, I have a ailment, and you know, a lot of people call me retarded, and you know, I find that, you know, very, very offensive that y'all use that word, and it hurts my feelings.
We sorry. Here, get your deck. Get your deck.
Let's get it resolved. Try to break your wrist, then the call so chicken, try to bite so ill, and go
What if Billy was really, you know, it's wrong. We supposed to say mentally challenged. Is Billy still on?
Billy's there, man.
What?
Billy's all right, man. Billy's cool. Billy dialed the phone. Billy all right.
Billy probably got voice down, man.
Dial Truth Bros. No, he ain't do that. He's all right, man. He's okay.
But back to what I was saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, the Asian... Adrian Peterson story, man. A lot of people do deal with grief differently, man. Like me, myself, you know, I've never had anything like that really happen to me. So
right, like no doubt, because you don't know how you react. But right. I'll tell you something. Like, this show is therapeutic for me.
Yes, it is.
This show is therapeutic for me, so I look forward to doing this show, and it really will have to be some big event for me to miss the show.
Explosive diarrhea.
No, I'll work that out.
Okay.
I'll work it because I love the show that much.
I got you.
It'll be Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. But I digress. We're gonna be all right. You know, right. I'm gonna do the show.
Yeah, and I agree with you, man. It's been this show gets me through a lot of personal things that go on in my life consistently. So I just don't see why people are judging, of all people, why did they pick Adrian Peterson though to come down on?
It's a whole lot of it has to do with a whole lot of things. The fact of the way he found out about the kid, the fact of who he had the kid with, it's a whole lot to that. In a couple of weeks we're gonna do a show on this, and only because we wanna let some more of the facts come out. It's easy to make a snap judgment, man. There was a dude on ESPN wrote a scathing article on Adrian Peterson, and he was just judging without knowing the facts. He was getting on him for playing, and he was calling the lady his baby mama, which to me is an offensive term. When you want to use baby mama, to me, you're offending me. I don't have a baby mama. I have a mother of my child, but I don't have a baby mama.
You know what it is? The problem is the cultural divide in the times, man. You know, you got that, and you got anytime, you know, you got red nosing out here. So,
another show coming, people. 818-514-1202. Who knows about red nosing? Who knows about red nose? Yeah. Who's cool with red noses?
And if you have,
because I've seen it. Go to YouTube and put in red nose.
Yeah.
And see how cool you are with it. Especially once you see the children doing it.
Yeah. And it's nothing. You know, it's. I don't know where we at right now, because it's just. I find myself being slightly. I feel a certain way when I see. You ever saw something and you feel dirty?
Yeah.
That's how it was when I actually saw this. And thanks to my two little cousins, who I'm going to thump them in the top of their forehead for putting me on this, because I didn't want to know what this was.
Yeah. It's getting to the point. We're not dancing anymore. We just simulated screwing. That's all we're doing these days.
But here's the thing.
And I understand the club, 2 a.m. I get it. I do get it. I used to be a DJ. I get it. And there's a time and a place for adults. You want to get your grind on 2 a.m. in the club. That's your business. You're grown. But when you start bringing it out into the open and then giving it to the kids to do, and you videotaping it, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
There's something wrong.
But, you know, you got parents who don't see it that way. You got parents who are looking at it like, look, you got parents who still want to be children. So that's the problem in its own.
You got parents who really are children.
Well, yeah, that too. I mean, 17. But I'm talking about to a point where if your kid is 7 and able to see this red nosing thing and know what it is and know how to actually do it, you're 20, let's just say you're 24. Let's
sure.
just say you're 24
sure.
with a seven-year-old, right? True indeed, you're not as mature as you should be.
You know what? That's crazy to me, because I remember when I was young, 25 was supposed to be like that age where the world was just yours. You knew what you were doing, and you were good at it, and it ain't like that. Not 27, it's like 19.
True.
That's crazy.
And 30 is really 20 to some. So it's like.
Yeah, when they told you 30 is the new 20 and everybody acted accordingly.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. But see, the thing is, when you got, like I said, when you got the parents who are, you know, 24, got a 7-year-old, and they want to film their kids doing these provocative dances, and just like, it hurts me. I was watching this one little YouTube video. Again, somebody put me on. Know that I do the show, and they be like, hey, man, you should talk about this. They'll show me this girl. The girl had to be all of 5, man. Kid you not. And she was popping her body to that Body Party song by Ciara.
Mm-hmm.
And after 20 seconds of watching it, you don't want a man doesn't want to see that.
Right.
Like, you don't
exactly.
want to see
exactly
a kid doing, especially a little girl, because and you got men who can watch that all the way through, and I'm like, nah, man, I'm
and just, laugh.
Yeah, but the thing is, a mother's filming it.
Yep.
She's the girl actually looked back, talks to her mom while she's doing the dance.
You're popping your crotch wrong, girl. Do it like I showed you.
Kind of, sort of. And it just made me feel some type of way. Like, no, that's not cool. Like, and I'm looking to the people around it. Well, luckily, the person I was with was like, dude, you got to see this horrible. She's out. So
right,
I'm
right.
like, okay, cool. And, you know, after that, I mean, I felt filthy. I felt nasty. I felt trifling. And I thought I
soiled.
Yeah. Because you don't want it. Nobody. You're grown. Now, don't get me wrong. You a grown woman who's 30 and likes to twerk. I would love to watch that. That's
gotcha. But there's appropriate time and
exactly.
place for everything. And everything isn't for the kids. Why do you keep introducing your kids to stuff that should be for adults? Yes, they're rap songs. Two Live Crew.
Mm-hmm.
Used to like Two Live Crew, but I wasn't trying to let my baby brother hear it. That wasn't for him.
Exactly.
The old school songs, Ice-T, Sex, Let's Get Butt Naked, and yeah. Those were fun, funny, cool ass songs for adults. He's been on Oprah and has said those songs are B-side songs for adults. They're
right.
not for kids. Why would you let your kid listen to it?
Right, because you're the adult.
You're the adult.
You don't have to say, oh, he's in here. Let's go ahead. Like, I remember a time, man, where my parents would throw parties in the house.
Right.
And, you know, it'd be a time, all right, come up here, do your little dance for us. Okay, go to bed. Adult
You've
activities.
Done right.
right.
You've done your thing. Now you're done.
Adult activities would go on. And, I mean, we couldn't hear the music. We just knew it was like this light. Now, there was no orgies or nothing like that. It was
right.
just,
it was just adult
it was
time.
An adult time. They
right.
might smoke the cigarettes and drink the liquor or whatever the case may be, stuff that we was not allowed to see. So, you know, just saying, get it together, Grouch.
There you go. There you go,
we,
for
we,
sure.
We're coming back on this second hour, man, with the What the Fuck Is She's Out.
There you go. And the queue is getting bigger, and everybody got comments. That's good to see. We're going to jump into it all in the second hour. I got a little something here that's going to give you a little summary of what we're talking about. Take it in, and we'll attack everything on the second hour of Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey, yo, my silent moments, loud as the crack of thunder. My hunger like the crocodile that attacks the hunter. It ain't commercial or underground, it's true. Call a skill, call a game, call a glow, call my name, like the law, all the veins, feel it like you want to change, treat it like a drug, all up in your veins. Yeah, we make the squares dance and get the
Truth Brothers Radio.
View this tune on the hub.
She's Out legend clearly states that whoever shall wear the ring shall forever bear the responsibility of She's Out.
Meet the boy. Who became a superhero to save the world.
The ring turned you into She's Out.
As a girl.
I'm a dude.
No, he's a girl.
This dress is uncomfortable.
No, she's the boy who's... She's the boy who's a guy.
Are you ready to kick some? She's out.
Yeah, he's just a guy.
Exactly.
Making the world a safer place.
Clever. I can fly.
Dressed as a girl. She's out. A new Hub series. Check your local listings. She's out. Only on Hub Network.
Check me out. I'm a she-lebrity.
Hi, guys. What's up? It's Jessica Hu, and yes, I'm a dude. Today is a very special video. I'm going to be reviewing the cartoon She's Out. She's Out is a kids cartoon that debuted late last year in Canada and Australia, but has finally come to the U.S. And it's about a kid named Guy and his sister Kelly. Basically, She's Out is this long-standing superhero that fights crime and is like a vigilante, sort of like Batman. But the lady who is She's Out passes away, and her niece and nephew, along with their parents, move into her old house. They find She's Out's secret ring and discover that their aunt was the one who is She's Out. So Guy puts on the She's Out ring and mockingly starts doing the magic words. It ends with "You go, girl," and then Guy becomes She's Out. There's no way out of it. He's got to keep up this secret identity from his parents and the rest of the world, but he's also got to start learning his powers so he can fight crime. So just to be 100% clear, She's Out is not a transsexual superhero. He talks the same, he acts the same, he just has this superhero identity. A lot like Bruce Banner becoming Incredible Hulk, or Prince Adam becoming He-Man, or even Beck becoming the Renegade in Tron Uprising. Of course, there's people that are upset about this, that it's causing a controversy, that it's teaching kids the wrong thing. Look, if you're gonna get mad at this, then you need to get mad when Optimus Prime transforms into a truck.
Tell me, he didn't just say that.
It's basically a new twist on a very old superhero archetype.
What a dumbass.
My name is She's Out. My fists go pow pow. I'm here to save the world. You go, girl.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained?
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right. And we got the chat room up and cracking. And now we got a party in there now. What's up to Hot Topics Talk Radio there in the chat room? Gregory's, I don't know who that is, but welcome to the show, man. Thank you. And we got a board full of people ready to get this conversation going, man. You ready to say the world?
Not as a girl.
I know that's right.
Anyway.
All right. Let's hear it.
Here we go. Real quick, so in case you guys didn't, I'm sure you guys already have heard, but you know, we're gonna discuss the show She's Out, which is an Australian Canadian animated television series created by a guy named Scott Wade. It originally was made as a short for Disney Films, but I'm sure Disney said not in this house.
The hub is Disney.
I know, but we're
gonna okay.
Disney Channel Shorty McShorty Shorts in 2007. And I mean, they said that the episode, I think it aired like December 15th of last year, which it caught me by surprise because the first time I seen it was, I actually caught a glimpse of it just at the house. And this was like in May.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, because the show debuted in the spring.
Right, so it was around May when I actually caught a glimpse of it. And I'm a big, you know, I like Fairly Odd Parents.
Right.
Like all them other shows.
Right.
So, you know, in the process of watching those shows, they'll give you a quick run through. Now, when I saw it, it was late at night, which I figured that was some type of marketing scheme. To slip it past parents.
Like Adult Swim.
There you go.
Right.
And I thought that might have been, hey, he likes peeing standing up and she's out, right? So when I caught it, I was like, man, okay, you know, at least if it is, I won't watch it, but if it is, it's on late. Not the case. What happened was they were just pushing it out there to get it in some subliminal while you're sleeping, leave your TV on, you'll digest that and probably accept it. So when your kid says, hey, Dad, I want to be She's Out, it'll be cool, I thought. But in the process of watching that joint, I saw an episode, And it's called What in the She's Out. It was the first episode I seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this is when the auntie died or whatever the case may be, and they got the ring and they got the power or whatever. But when I heard the thing he has to say,
yeah,
in order to get the ring that quote unquote activate so he can transform or transgender, whatever you want to call
right.
it. When I heard him end it with "You go, girl," and he was the one who turned the She's Owl, felt a certain kind of way about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the whole time I'm like, he has a sister. Why didn't the sister find the ring and become?
Now, I saw the pilot episode.
Okay.
And when they discover that the aunt was She's Owl,
mm-hmm.
the sister wanted the ring. The sister says, "Yeah, been waiting for this. I can't wait." The sister knows everything about the ring. The sister knows how the powers and the devices work. And the reason that I didn't buzz the lady dude. Oh, again, thanks a lot to the Hub and Jessica Yu for the clips. Even though we didn't agree with it, thank you for the clips because we got to use their stuff.
Whatever.
So thank you to them. But the reason she said, well, she's like Batman. It is kind of like Batman because she's got a computer, she's got a transforming car, and the gadgets like Batman. That's why I didn't buzz that. But the whole thing of if you want to get mad at this, you should get mad at Optimus Prime when he turns into a truck. You can miss me with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a bunch of crap. And I'm about to open up the queue to everybody, but this is agenda-based television.
Exactly.
Plain and simple. This is some people on a mission with an agenda. If you think that this show just randomly came out and just randomly just happened to get on the Hub and get pushed to 2 to 10-year-olds, you're crazy. Look, these big companies like Marvel, like DC, the Muppets, Warner Brothers, they know how to push particular shows at kids. Mm-hmm. There's a certain show, there's a certain way you market a show if you want to push at a younger group that's going into preteens.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the examples I can use, Muppet Babies. Muppet Babies was introducing little kids to the Muppets,
yep,
without seeing the Muppet Show.
Yep.
Superhero Squad. Superhero Squad is a show produced by Marvel Comics that is teaching 2 to about 8 years old, they're introducing them to the Marvel superheroes in Muppet Baby form.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this is integrating them into the world of the Marvel universe, so when they become 10, they can trans over from Superhero Squad, bam, to the Avengers, to the actual comic books, to the stuff with more of a serious gritty theme,
right,
without freaking them out as little kids.
Exactly. Keeping their innocence.
Right. Now, what they cleverly tried to do was they tried to pull some, oh, it's just a theme-based superhero show. And what I noticed, they tried to pull a Danny Phantom.
I was just
they
gonna
tried
say that.
To pull a Danny
I was
Phantom.
Just gonna
but
say that.
Anybody who don't have kids, who don't know, Nickelodeon had a cartoon show by the makers of Fairly Odd Parents,
mm-hmm,
called Danny Phantom, and it's about a high school boy whose parents were ghost hunters, like Ghostbusters or whatever, and they made this portal which is supposed to link the regular universe in with the ghost universe,
right,
and he gets caught up in the machine when his father was working on it, freak accident, and the boy can transform into a human and a ghost. Not a female ghost.
A ghost.
A ghost. And that was his secret identity, and then he became a superhero. And this whole She's Out thing is playing on that big time.
Mm-hmm.
It's playing on that big time.
So if they were trying, and this is the difference. If you were trying to play on a Danny Phantom, what you're trying to get people to accept ghosts, that's not the case.
Right.
This is trying to not only get people for more, I would say, get them to accept homosexuality.
Transgenderism.
I'm sorry.
Let's go into that.
Okay,
because supposedly, again, I don't know, but supposedly people who are into transgenderism ain't necessarily gay. That's what they say.
but I believe the homosexual community and the transgender community walk hand in hand, far as I'm concerned.
Literally. But so, I mean, and we'll let's just go with that. Let's just say they walk hand in hand. Me, myself, like real quick, this reminds me of that show, what the name of that joint is, Yo Gabba Gabba, with the dude with the orange tight suit.
I won't even do that to him.
No, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. The way that that man acts, it's not, look, I've seen shows where guys are trying to appeal to children. Yo, my case in point, Blue's Clues. The dude that's on Blue's Clues does not walk around like Skippy gay or whatever the case may be. He's not wearing no overly colorful. The dude looks like RuPaul. Let's be real. The guy on Yo Gabba Gabba looks like RuPaul. So therefore, I'm like, I don't want my son watching that. I got called all type of things for saying I don't want my son to watch that, right? But my son can watch Blue's Clues. Now we go over to this show, She's Out. I don't want my son watching She's Out because I don't want him to say, hey, daddy, put the tutu on, I'm She's Out. I don't want that.
I got you. Let's hit some callers. Moby, you were first, bro. We gonna let you in first, man. What's your comment?
All right. First things first, I'm going to say this. I am not against gay rights. I'm going to say this again.
I am
not against gay rights. Okay? I'm all for it. Congratulations. I'm happy for y'all. Okay. But they are pushing a limit that is going to cause a lot of problems. Because the first time, let's say my son, or hypothetically anybody kid, the first time that kid sees that and says, oh, so I could be a superhero and dress like this. That mindset right there is going to crash a lot of households real fast. Because that, man, look, truthfully, I'm going to say it like this. If I knew that voting for Obama, I'm sorry, somebody's going to be mad at me, voting for Obama was going to do this, we're bringing out cartoons for my two sons to watch and for them to turn into little girls and think it's sweet and cool and dandy. No. You crazy as hell, dog. Like, that's, no. No. Like, there is nothing right about this cartoon. I'm sorry. I'm truthfully, I want to talk to somebody that's gay and ask them, do they really feel like this is a good cartoon? As a parent. Don't put yourself as a gay person. Put yourself as a parent. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Moby, that's your question. How do you figure that this cartoon conflates with President Obama?
And once this man, once he passed a law about the gay marriages and stuff like that, now, if you think about it now, let's say how many years ago, maybe 7 years ago, 10 years ago, being gay was a problem. Like I said, it's not a problem with me. I don't have a problem with it. Hey, that's what you are. That's what you are. But being gay was a problem. Now, okay, it's out there now. Understandable. Okay, now it's finally out there. But when you are putting a wrong message out there with your freedom that you just now have gotten, you're pushing the envelope. Like you're trying. Excuse my language, what he's saying in the South, you're trying your nuts. You're trying yourself. And you keep trying yourself, that's going to get people hurt. This cartoon, I'm sorry, it's a cartoon, but it can get a lot of people hurt.
And
it can change a lot of lives.
I for one feel what he's saying. I get what he's saying because everything has like a motive behind it, and you're trying to, if you're pushing this, like you got your gay rights and everything, that's cool. And you know, I don't want you pushing the gay agenda on my son.
I'm with you
now,
on that.
And with that being said, if you gay and that's your life, that's fine. Do your thing. And I'm with Moby. Do your thing. It's nothing. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it. That's what you want to do. But I don't want my son to be gay, and I don't want you to make it feel as if I'm wrong
for saying that.
Want my son to be gay.
Now, I'm with you on that. The only thing I'm got a problem with is, look, the homosexual community definitely has an agenda. Don't make them bad.
Right.
Black people supposed to have an agenda, or we used to have an agenda. That might be part of the problem with us, that we don't push our agendas as hard anymore.
True.
But, again, President Bush started civil unions. Civil unions was going to eventually evolve into marriage.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to stop that snowball. There were states under President Bush that was accepting gay marriage. So President Obama, seeing a large voting block of people, has to come out, and he stepped out in the forefront and got ahead of the curve and said, "Yeah, I'm for gay marriage. I don't have a problem with that." Again, the reason that the government is shut down today is because in 2010 we didn't go out and vote, and the homosexual community did not go out and vote, and that's why your government is shut down right now. So you got to understand who his voting block is and what coalition of people the progressives need in order to push their agenda. That being said, I'm with you guys. I have a serious problem with this cartoon. Comic books, graphic novels is what's happening in the streets today. Comic-Con brings more people from Hollywood to hear stories and push screenplays than anywhere else. Forget the plays, forget the coffee houses. Comic-Con is what's happening. If someone wanted to make Shizal and had it under an independent comic label and this was pushed for adults, I have no problem with it. If this junk was on Adult Swim and was coming on at 2 in the morning, got no problem with it. The fact you want to push it to my 2 to 10-year-old mm-hmm. is where I draw the line.
Right.
Because a lot of parents, and this don't make them bad, this makes them busy. I don't think it's nothing wrong with it, because I know I used to do it. You sit your kid down in front of Nickelodeon, in front of Disney, at a certain time of day when you know that this is part is for the little kids.
Right. Right.
And you sit them down to that. Now, you sitting them down and you don't know nothing about this Shizal, that's slipping them a Mickey. And I got a problem with that.
Absolutely.
We got another caller. California, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your comment?
My little pony, my little pony. My little pony. I used to wonder.
Good job. Like that in you. Whatever.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
That was his little pony. I guess he's riding his little pony. That's his business.
Yeah, I mean,
moving right along.
So, like I was saying, Wobi was saying, I just, to me, it's you know, to get back into the Shizal, brother, to get back into this thing, you know, like I said, the auntie dies, everything goes on, and I know that the girl wanted the ring, but the fact is, you can write that story where the girl gets the ring and the brother or whoever could be helping, like even with Danny Phantom.
Yes, because he got, right.
With
the sister
help,
exactly.
Helps Danny hide his thing.
She's and, out, you know, could have been a girl.
Exactly.
It shouldn't have been a problem. Would have been a great show.
And I was about
one
to
one of
say
my
that.
Favorite characters is Wonder Woman.
Right.
Wonder
you
Woman
get
don't
another.
Get the respect she is due.
You can get another, you can have another lady superhero out there. There's not a lot of women mainstream superheroes out there right now. This could have actually turned into something and helped the woman.
For
but,
sure.
But we got another caller coming in.
Yep. 213-799. You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
My little pony, my little pony. I used to wonder what friend.
Gay Day.
There it is. He is teabagging ponies, y'all.
Watch him.
Come on. You want to play that game with the Truth Brothers? That's the last troll we had.
Anyway.
We can get there.
I was going to call him a knuckle. Well, I can. That knuckle riding that unicorn.
There he is. In the front.
Back booty. Anyway. And that's not they. Whatever.
Right.
Funny to me. So
anyway, right. Right. I think we got another one. I think this was legit, though. Hold on. 773-790, you are on with the Truth Brothers.
Hello, hi.
Well, I have a comment about this cartoon. I have a 7-year-old, and I didn't know what this cartoon was, so I asked him. So he broke it down for me, and he told me that, you know, it's a boy, and he's dressed up like a girl. So I wanted to get his point of view without altering his perception and putting my two cents in before I let him speak. So he tells me, you know, it's just, you know, a cartoon, and he don't really feel no type of way about it. But I think it comes into play for the parent. The parent should be the one that says, well, this is what you can watch, this is what you can't watch. But you also have to instill in them why. You can't just tell a child, no, you can't watch this, that's not cool. And you have to explain to them what it is that's wrong with the show. Because he doesn't understand. He don't think it's anything wrong with it. He's like, well, whatever. He put on a ring, and then he turns into a girl, and I don't know. I don't watch it. It's basically what he told me. It's not for him, so he don't watch that. He's smart enough to realize, oh, okay, whether it's a boy or a girl, they doing girl things, so this is not a program that's for me.
Right.
It all goes back to the parent. The parent have to control what your children watch. They're going to put anything on TV. It's some things that come on Disney Channel. It's some things that come on Nickelodeon that I don't feel are appropriate, and they do things that I think are a little bit too adult, but that's coming from an adult standpoint. We looking at things in a different light than the children are. The children are not... They're not biased. They don't have those things instilled, and at least not my children. They don't know that this is bad, this is good. They know, okay, this is happy fun time for kids, and this is adult time. That's where the separation comes in. So if you feel like it's a problem, then you remove your child from that situation. I don't allow my children to listen to 2 Chainz and Waka Flocka or anything like that. My son hit the Hokey Pokey, and that is his jam. He thinks he at the club. And that's the way a 7-year-old is supposed to be. You have to raise your children the way you want them to be raised. They're going to put all type of propaganda out there to disrupt your parenting. But you have to take it to play. You, at the end of the day, make the choices for your children. You raise them the way you want to. So if they putting cartoons out there with kids with dresses on, you turn it off and you go to the next channel. You don't have to watch it. You don't have to allow your children to watch it. They have all these parental locks and things, and you have to be knowledgeable about what your children are doing. I don't allow my children to just go in their room and watch whatever they want. I have to know what's going on, what are you seeing, what are you getting from this. And after they watch certain things, I ask them, well, how do you feel about this? What do you think about that? Right. That way you know what's going on without being biased. Children should be exposed to everything. I don't think anything should be hidden from them. You don't want them to live a sheltered life. You just have to break it down to them the right way. Certain people, boys like boys. That don't mean that's for you. That's just a lifestyle choice that somebody else is making. But if they're knowledgeable and have the understanding to say, okay, this may be inappropriate for me. It's okay for somebody else, but it's not okay for me. Then they can see things and know how to proceed with it. But you can't just be like, oh, no, that's gay, that's gay. You can't watch that because that's gay. Then you're giving out a negative image that gay people are bad or gay people are wrong. No, they have the opportunities and freedoms just like everybody else to put their cartoons out and put their things out. It all comes down to the parent. Parents have to make a choice what they want their children to see and what they don't want their children to see. And then you won't have those problems. It won't be, oh, they making my child gay. Nobody's making your child gay. This is just something that's there. You don't have to watch it. If enough people say, hey, we're going to turn it off, not going to watch it, it won't be there. That's it, and that's all.
I like your comment.
I got 2 things with that, right? One, I agree with you totally. One, though, SpongeBob. Love SpongeBob,
right? SpongeBob, yeah.
SpongeBob does some things where you like, hey.
They have the undertone,
right,
undercurrent
but,
of, yeah.
And it's like I would watch that show, and it'd be like, okay, you know, SpongeBob has adult episodes that's not for kids at certain times. I believe in that. But it's just the fact that a lot of times I'm not too comfortable with my kid watching SpongeBob. And it's not, I agree with the caller saying that, yo, you don't make your kid gay. You don't.
No,
but
no, no.
I don't want, because I don't want, and this is not me being... I'm bashing gay people or nothing. I just don't want my son to be gay. I don't want it. And that,
yeah, and that, you're not saying that the show
exactly
will make him that way. That's not that's not where we're coming from.
My thing is me being the male I was brought up to be, me being the man that I was brought up to be, is being protectors and hunters and people
no
like
doubt
that.
Right.
Not saying that gay people can't be that. I'm just saying that's what I want. I want my son to be an image of me. That's what I want. And I was, and it's not like, again, I don't have nothing against gay people. I hate saying this. Like I know gay people. I hang out with gay people. I got gay family members. It does not make me a homophobic type of person, because I'm not. It's just the fact that I just don't want that for my kid. And if my kid sees it, and the minute, like I agree with the caller again, he can see it. But the minute he decides to say, I want to put this on, that's where I have to draw.
See, it won't even get that far with me.
No,
because I'm going to throw in now, not cool with this. I had a dad who, if something came up and he didn't pass a smell test with him, he put the kibosh on it then and there. He'll explain, hey, no, this ain't for you. This ain't for you to see. I'm going to tell you now, when I was a kid, an impressionable young kid, we was watching Good Times, and then the phone rang, and I went over to the phone and said, cello, like JJ, Pops crushed that, right? Oh, nope, that ain't going to happen. And you're done with this for a while till you understand the difference between television and real life, because you're not finna walk around like no idiot buffooning around, wasn't having it. Now, the SpongeBob, I believe in there's a needle and a red line with everything. SpongeBob hits my needle. SpongeBob, especially in the beginning, was a very smart, intelligent, funny show. It was also teaching them about marine life, because a lot of that stuff that they had in Bikini Bottom actually exists in the ocean. There is a Goo Lagoon in the ocean. People don't know that. There is an ocean within the ocean under the water. That's actually real. A lot of the crustacean life, the way they got it set up, is actually real. So it's like teaching them without teaching them. I'm cool with that. The Yo Gabba Gabba. Don't have a problem with that either. Don't have a problem with dude, whatever. This was a type of show that it hit my red line and said, whoa, don't like this. Not cool with the concept. Again, I'm like you. I don't want my kid saying, whoa, you know, this Halloween, think I want to be She-Zal. No, you don't.
Right.
No, you don't. We're not rolling like that. Boys should be. See, the Jessica Who chick who said that, you know, this is like Bruce Banner turning into the Hulk. No, it isn't.
Really?
No, it isn't. Now, if you wanted to say it was like Mystique or the X-Men shape-shifting, we could have a conversation on that. And then we got to go into how it's being presented, because no one had a problem with Mystique in the movie.
No.
But it was how they presented her.
Mm-hmm.
And we got another caller. I'm hesitant on this one, but 415-449. You're on with the Truth Brothers.
That pony.
My little pony, my little pony.
Nice try. I like it in you.
Isn't he tired of sucking on that unicorn?
I guess he loves the horn.
Whatever. Anyway, like I was about to say, I'll put my comment on the other side of this break.
There you go.
We'll be right back. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Yo, word up. Get from out my face before you get bust quick. That is the hip. The hippie. I've been fitting a minute because I'm gifted like December 25th. Now let me flip. I'm all knowing. Lyric and syllables thrown. Even when it's snowing, I'm party going. Free flowing and stomping. Never tiptoeing. Overthrowing a crumb. Big old bro. More styles than the planet got women. What? I got as many rhymes as many styles of women. Don't let me come out on that ass, start flipping. Your mental, I'm afflicted, acting ill and fixing. Picking the victim at random, slamming them, striking to the station.
Truth Brothers Radio.
If you don't have an iPhone, that probably means you have a different phone. One that lets you do more stuff and with less hassle. Because if you don't have an iPhone,
then you don't have to use stuff like iTunes and the 473 other out-of-the-box programs that you don't want to begin with. And if you don't have an iPhone, that means you didn't have to take out a loan for a premium 4 gigabytes of memory, but you did so at great risk. Because if you don't have an iPhone, the trendy fruits that do will probably look down on you from their pedestal on high and joke on you before they go back to arguing over why Juno is the best movie ever. But you'll be the one with the last laugh, because when your phone locks up, you won't be the one that voids your warranty by stabbing the iPhone you don't have with a little screwdriver trying to get the battery out. You could just set it on the table and let the battery die out on its own. But then what are you going to do when you don't have access to your apps that you paid $5.99 for that tell you where the closest places to buy mandals and pre-paint-stained Bermuda shorts are? And if you don't have an iPhone, you're probably also not a very big fan of this shitty music we keep forcing down your ears every commercial either. It's not really for you, though. It's more to keep those trendy fruits we were talking about earlier happy, because they seem to love the shit out of it. Anything with an acoustic guitar and a tambourine, and they're fucking there. How do you think that we keep making money off these assholes? $2.99 for a song that sounds like wind chimes? They're all over it. So if you don't have an iPhone, you also don't have a big, giant corporate wiener pounding your independent, romanticized asshole right now. And you're probably better off. When I wear it, I feel cute.
Radio, and we're back talking about what the hell is She's Out. We've got a lot of good comments out there, and we've got a lot of pony dancing going on out there.
But like I was about to say before I got cut short, again, it's not, this show is not like Bruce Banner turned into the Hulk.
No,
because if that's the case, when Guy turns into She-Zal, he's turned into a monster. I mean, and I don't
it
mean
ain't,
that,
it ain't.
No, no. I meant that in the sense of being saying that She-Zal and the way he appears. If we're going off, what's the gag girl name?
Jessica who?
Jessica.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, if we're going off its name, then you're calling She-Zal a monster because she's this mixed up thing or whatever. It's not Optimus Prime turning, Optimus Prime turned into a truck. These are two totally different things. If my kid wanted to be Optimus Prime, I have no problem with that, by the way.
Right, but I mean, you're talking about a concept of opposites and duality.
I just want to
Bruce Banner and the Hulk, that came off of the concept of Jekyll and Hyde. Stan Lee, who created the Hulk, wanted to have a Jekyll and Hyde type story where the monster was actually a hero but misunderstood. And the genius, who is very smart but yet weak, turns not so bright and incredibly strong. And it's mixed in, tied to his emotions and tied to his frustration as a person. That's well thought out. Not saying that She's Out isn't well thought out, but the agenda is totally different. They're trying to introduce the children to transvestites and cross-dressing and understand that that's a lifestyle and all of that. And if it came on Adult Swim
and then my kid
happened to see it, we can have that conversation. But I don't believe it should be scheduled and marketed to little kids.
I totally agree with you. My thing that I was going to say to that, add to that is that if the agenda that is supposed to be pushed rather is tolerance of transgender, gay, and I'm assuming this is the agenda. I don't know. We'll just say it is. If this is the agenda, I believe tolerance for people. It should be the main focus of the thing, because I'm going to teach my son, which I do, is respect people. You don't matter what their race, religion, sexuality, preference, anything like that is. You tolerate people. Go out there and teach hatred. That's what you don't do. And I think the other caller was saying, I believe it was Mookie, but I think she was saying that, yo, you just, you know, you teach tolerance but not hatred.
Right.
And I don't want my son to hate gay people because they're people. They it does not mean that they're going to try to attack you or do anything to you. They're just a person who just don't like the same things you like. We can agree to disagree.
And it's easier to just insert a character like that in the midst of other things without being, I think it's a little deceitful. Let me give you an example. To me, who's the teacher on South Park? Mr. Garrison. Yeah. Mr. Garrison has done more to advance the gay cause from being a character on South Park or Big Gay Al than She's Out is going to do. Absolutely. But the way they presented it was more of a honest type of way. Like, here, this is the topic. This is what we're giving you. And deal with it. I've got no problem with that. Then to slip this into a kid's show. You could have made this show and slipped it into Adult Swim and let the controversy work itself out.
But here's two things with that. One, like you said, South Park, not for kids at all.
Family Guy, because I heard someone mention Stewie earlier today. Not for kids at all.
You know what, though? I ain't going to lie. I let my kid watch Family Guy. I do. It's the reason behind that, though, because Seth MacFarlane's comedy is intelligent. That's what I like about that. Mm-hmm. I'll let him. It's to me. I look at that and I'm like, you have to think when Stewie woke up with the super swole muscles and said, "Good morning, Guns of Mazarin." It's like you have to think to know what he meant by that. That's why I'll allow my kid to see that versus, you know, if I don't like to see him when Stewie dresses up and all that other stuff. But then again,
one where he dressed up and then start flirting with himself in the mirror, and Brian come in and say, "Yep, the jury's pretty much in on you."
Right.
Funny.
Right. But here's the thing. For all the people who say that, you know, I can't let my kid watch this, I can't let my kid do that, but you'll turn right around and push him in front of Madea, that's a problem.
Yep. I'm glad you brought that up. Getting into that, too. Here's another thing that a lot of us has opened the door for this show by being so cool with, hey, there's nothing wrong with putting a black man in a dress and sending him out there, go make us laugh.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. But everybody say, well, he's getting paid. That makes it okay. Well, trust me, the owners of this show is getting paid.
Absolutely.
Does that make it okay? I'm going to go back to Moby real quick. Moby, you back on, man.
What's up, man? I'm all up, man. Y'all hitting all the nails on the head, man. Like, I didn't ask women this question. I even asked women, oh, girl, she's right. Like, you can just change the channel, you know what I'm saying, move on from it. So, but it doesn't make any sense to even come out with this cartoon. Like, I don't understand the concept or the reason why they would come out with something like this.
It's an agenda.
It's supposed to be on something adult. Hell, matter of fact, truthfully, if they want to bring this cartoon out, y'all have your own channel now. If I'm right, don't gays and lesbians have their own station now? Like, put it on there.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yep. After RuPaul's Drag Race, here comes She's Out.
You'll
enjoy it. All right, we're going to go ahead and do it. Princess Twilight Sparkle. I know what this is going to be, but if you bold enough to have something to say other than playing My Little Pony, we're going to let your punk ass have something to say.
Wow, that is...
Yeah.
I'm the T to the W-I-L-I-G-H-T, and ain't no other pony troll it down like me. I'm Twilightlicious.
Yay. Thank you. Now go get tea bag.
Somebody put something in that dude's mouth. My zipper. Anyway.
Go ahead.
So, I'm sorry.
You good. Yeah. We let him. Now, see, you had your chance to say this. Now, you know.
Now,
let's not take Twilight Sparkle asshole here and make this person the spokesperson for anybody who likes this show.
Okay, right.
Any transsexual. I think Jessica Hu laid out the best argument she thought she could make. Wasn't with it, but at least she laid out an argument. I wish we could have got her on the show. She could have made her defense of the thing. But instead of trolling and making jokes,
comment.
You could go ahead and say what you got to say.
We got a What About Bugs Bunny?
Exactly. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, they.
What About Bugs Bunny? Look here. SpongeBob, Bugs Bunny, Snagglepuss. Is there other ones out there? Casper.
Who's the other?
There's been a long line of Woody Woodpecker, I guess. I think Woody put on a dress a couple of times.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. We know that. That's going in the they're following in the so-called tradition of dressing up in drag and giving you the extreme version of a woman that's too offensive to actually let a woman play for the concept of a joke. Of a joke. But you got a point there. A lot of people, Bugs Bunny's caught a lot of flack for having to dress up. But, you know, you take it for what it is. Snagglepuss. We all know what Snagglepuss was. We all know that. Exit stage left. But, I mean, take it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
No, I was to go off of what you said.
True.
Yeah, I believe that Bugs Bunny... And but if you notice, like I said, Bugs Bunny and the Looney Tunes, I didn't feel that that was for kids to begin with. I'm going to tell you
actually,
why.
I don't mean to cut you off. Actually, the creators of Bugs Bunny have said in many a documentary that they were not making Looney Tunes for kids. They were making Looney Tunes for adults. That's why the jokes are so sophisticated. And that's why every time they try to recreate Looney Tunes and push it at kids, it doesn't work.
Right. Got a call. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Here we go again. 215-392. You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your song?
There is nothing wrong with your son dressing up as Shazarf. I have a 9-year-old son who I let dress up as Pinkie Pie from My Little Pony. He is also straight. If I let my straight 9-year-old son dress up like of My Little Pony, why can't you let your son dress up like Shazarf? My husband is also fine with my son dressing up like of My Little Pony and dresses up like of My Little Pony, too.
Thank you, Speaking Spell. That's it. Go ahead.
No. And your husband and your son's gay.
There you go. And that's coming from the Speaking Spell.
If your husband likes dressing up like My Little Pony, I'm sure he's not just doing it for you, sweetheart. He's doing it for every boy down at the Lobo Lounge.
Brokeback Mountain.
So, that's the case. If I was you, I'd check the back of your man's drawers. Now, to go back to what we was initially saying.
The robot. That was Optimus' wife.
Yeah.
That was Optimus' wife.
Now.
All right.
To get back to the initial contact of this conversation.
Right.
We're talking about She's Al and the problems that they and the problem that it has. So, again, 818-514-1202. You guys can join this conversation.
Yeah. Even the troll. Keep it coming, troll. We don't care.
If you want to get in that conversation, you press the number one, and, you know, you will liven up your mic. You can say what you feel.
Oh, Tony's laughing.
Sorry, Tony, but you know how we do. Remember, I was the heavy on your show one day. You remember that. So, my biggest issue, like I said, another issue that I have besides having my son dress up like that and having the influence or whatever pushed out on my son is because at a certain age, you're very impressionable about what you take on, which means that your kid normally watches what you do. And what he sees. And he's going to try to mimic that.
Boys especially.
Exactly. If your boy sees you going around slapping people around, he might just grow up and slap people. Not women, but people around because he's going to say, hey, that's what my dad did. If your boy sees you playing basketball, he's going to want to pick up that ball and do whatever you decide to do. So I don't want my son to see me coming out heels, dresses, lipstick, anything like that. It's just on me because I know how impressionable kids are.
Yeah, and it has an effect on you. Yeah. Let's look at go back in history. Look at Marvin Gaye. You know Marvin Gaye's father was a crossdresser.
Yes, sir.
A blatant crossdresser, and he used to get ribbed in the community by it.
Yeah.
And then right, added on with the last name of Gaye, and he caught a lot of jokes, which had a big influence on how he made his music.
The sins of the father make the son's life 10 times harder. Everybody knows that.
Yep. And that's not saying Marvin Gaye was gay. We're not saying that. I don't even know if his father was actually gay. But it threw him. It put him in a strange position. And he came up in a time where the community just wasn't having it at all. So right. Imagine how they went in on him.
And that's cool. And here's what's crazy about that. I'm trying not to laugh, but I saw the documentary, and Marvin would be at the table eating breakfast.
Yep, yep. Mom, why did you gotta buy Fruit Loops? I am tired of Fruit Loops.
And
don't
the
buy
dad,
that.
They
come bad. Where is my Fruit Loops?
Leaned over to the mom, whispered in her ear, "You tore a lining out my ass last night."
Woo. I can't walk right.
You have broken.
Go to church, little Marvin.
You have shattered. Go to church. Praise that Jesus.
But yeah, a lot of your childhood and what you expose your kids to has a lot to do with how they come out.
Just
Ike
not,
Turner.
Yeah.
Oh, if anybody ever understood what Ike Turner went through as a child, you wouldn't be so hard on him as an adult.
Yeah,
I promise you.
We
promise you. Wikipedia Ike Turner and watch what you find.
It's not like you don't feel bad for Tina at certain points because Ike did land her a couple times, but I don't justify it. But
no, it's not justifiable. But I'm saying you want to
understand
a person.
There you go.
Right. I understand Ike Turner. I'm not saying I agree with Ike Turner. Ike Turner ain't no saint. But
man,
I understand him.
Like my man said, if OJ killed Nicole, I'm not justifying it, but I do understand.
Yep. Here I come to pick up my kids. Why are you topping off men in the living room with the kids upstairs playing? OJ got a problem with that.
I understand. Why is he driving the car I bought? And then, why is he wearing my Super Bowl jersey? But
dancing
anyway,
around with my Heisman.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
But what else? You made me
forget. Oh, that's okay. I know. Here we go again.
Star.
Yep. Derby hooves. Here we go. You're all with the truth, brother. What you got?
Got a letter to send? Maybe a package? Or even a piano? No problem. Here at Derby Mail, we mostly be new, but we sell better. Can deliver with almost perfect precision. 80% of our package.
Boo.
I didn't even get that.
Boo. One. Yeah, you.
I guess package.
You don't.
Deliveries in rear? I don't know.
Me, myself, I thought of putting in the commercial, "Don't you put it in your mouth," but I didn't want to get in trouble tonight.
That's because he was waiting on it.
Right.
That boss there.
Right.
He took it out of his mouth just to type this in.
Dude, trust us there, little baby troll. We better than you on any day. Come on. You got to do better than that. I'm going to eject you because you suck. Go ahead.
Anyway, long story. Wow, and I'm sorry, man. I'm looking at a picture that just has my attention.
Yep. What's the picture? Oh, here we go.
No, here we go. One, I was looking at a picture of a little boy dressed up as She's Out. No BS. It's a kid
already
dressed up as She's Out.
I can't wait.
Halloween right around the corner.
And here we go.
And boys,
well, what are you, little boy? I'm She's Out.
Here to fight. You go, girl. What about when Martin? Oh, yeah. Martin says it, so I guess it's cool. But, you know, I just... I'm irritated in many ways when it comes to this show, man.
I got you. Yeah, I am too. And the play on the superhero theme, you're putting the little boys in your crosshairs. That's exactly what you're doing. You're putting the little boys in your crosshairs, and they're going right after the Danny Phantom crowd. They're going right at them.
Anybody who wants to see the little boy dressed up as She's Out,
Terrible Truth.
He's in a Terrible Truth.
There
right
you go.
Now, you guys can go on our, you can actually go to Facebook.com/group/ Terrible Truth. Truth is TRUF. For those who aren't in there, join the group. You catch all of our stories there. And you can even post your own in there. So again, that's Facebook.com/groups/ Terrible Truth. All
gotcha.
One word. So,
773, you're back on us. This Mookie.
Here. 773, you on with Truth Brothers.
790.
Oh, yeah, that's Mookie. What happened?
Mookie.
Can't hear.
Hump Day.
Yeah, all right.
All right, hold on.
What was that?
Yeah, I don't know. What's up, Mookie?
Spot. Yep, she's over there cooking. Beating somebody for watching She's Out.
There you go.
A little Josh Sim, no. Anyway,
but yeah, no. I think thoughtful people are careful how they present stuff. Like I said, when you look at the X-Men movie and you look at Mystique, there was plenty of times where Mystique, who's a shapeshifted into a man, and in the first movie, she fought Wolverine looking like Wolverine.
Right.
But they made sure to be careful not to have her going after some girl or some other dude dressed as a dude, because they didn't want to throw that controversy into there, and they wanted you just to accept the shape shifting.
Mm-hmm. Nah, you guys, I'm typing stuff.
Oh,
I'm interacting with
don't
people.
Tell me that's our dude. Is that Ghost? We being trolled by Ghost again, dude. You were better the first time. What? You slipping. He got the real Ghost politics. So this is Ghost. Actually, everybody, the troll we done had under our bridge all show is Ghost. He gave us our first YouTube clip, but usually he's better than this. Dude, you're slipping. You must not be drunk enough. I'm going to put him on. What's up, Ghost?
I mean, I'm a Brony, and I deserve the respect accorded that title.
And all you assholes that say that I'm a freaking Brony, hey, it's the truth. I mean, you know, hey, engineer, go on the music, for Christ's sake. Jesus Christ.
Money, success.
He techno. That was real gay, Ghost. Real gay. All right, go ahead, man.
Hey, don't say gay.
Yeah, that was real Papa Smurf of you, man. Anyway, yeah, so... I don't like the way how the show is being marketed. I don't like who the main demographic is. I don't like it. If you're trying to make a statement about cross-dressing and accepting cross-dressing or accepting a cross-dressing superhero, I really don't have a problem with that. Do it under the proper venue. Like I said, if this show was on Adult Swim, you wouldn't hear peep out of me. You wouldn't hear peep out of me. It wouldn't even be a topic.
Yeah,
that's the proper place for this show. You could have made the artwork better, you could have made it more gritty, and you could have made it something that would have been groundbreaking in Adult Swim. There's a lot of Adult Swim shows that's real on the edge, but that's the place for it. After Midnight.
Exactly. Those are the type of shows that's due for that. I mean, you want if you're going to do anything like that, you're taking away a child's innocence and you're forcing them into a certain area in their life too soon to me. I don't think that I agree with the caller. You don't shelter them, but you try to keep them away from certain things as long as you possibly can.
Because I want them to be a kid.
Exactly.
It's been many times I used to tell my kids, hey, that ain't for you. That music ain't for you.
Right.
Be a kid. Enjoy your childhood. We'll be dealing with that stuff soon enough.
Right, and to get to that, And it's not just dealing with stuff like She's Out. It's rap music. It's certain
yep.
people.
Red nosing.
Red nosing. All of these things are just not for kids to see. And it's not passing judgment on gay people.
Nope.
It's just, I don't want my kid in that. Just like I don't want my kid rapping Rocka Flocka songs. I don't
yep.
want my kid wanting to be 2 Chainz. I don't want my kid red nosing at no club. I don't want my daughters twerking. These are just standards that I have set for my kids. Now, if you're going to argue me down about allowing my kid to see She's Out, then argue me down about why I should let my daughter twerk. Argue me
go.
Down why I should let my kid listen to 2 Chainz. Argue me down about why I should eventually have my kid out here watching certain movies where killers are all in it. It's not. It's just not for
argue
them.
Me down on why I should let my kid play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Argue me down on that. As a parent, it is my job to set certain standards.
Exactly.
A certain bar. You've got to reach this bar. Now, there's some stuff. There's some stuff that flirts with the line. Yeah, does SpongeBob flirt with the line? Hell yeah, that's what makes it funny.
Mm-hmm.
And when I seen the right wing blow their heads off over SpongeBob, I found it funny. Bugs Bunny, you want to say that? Woody Woodpecker, when he went into the barn dance dressed as a woman to eat all the food,
mm-hmm.
you want to argue that? We can have a conversation on that. I have no problems with that. But there's a certain bar that I'm setting, and if you reach that bar and I say, nope, I'm good, not going for this.
Right.
Not going for this. What you said about the dude on the kids show that you didn't like.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba. We can have a conversation because I don't find him as a problem. There are shows that I think Blue's Clues is gay without being gay. It's a lame show, but it's for little kids.
Right.
Teletubbies was a gay show. Do I think that Tinky Winky was actually gay? Not really.
Right.
I don't think so. I think they do that in there to poke stupid people in the eye.
Right. And here's my thing. One, I can tolerate aliens being soft because you don't know. Versus if I know that's a man and he's doing things.
Right.
I don't like that. Put it like this. I couldn't let my son be that dude from Yo Gabba Gabba if
there
he
you
wanted
go.
To on Halloween.
You want to say that?
But
I had a problem. I had a problem with The Rock coming out on the Nickelodeon Kids Awards dressed up in a dress. Didn't like it.
No,
had a problem with it.
And at the same time, when I say I don't want my kid to be the dude from Yo Gabba Gabba, I don't want my kid dressing up as Lil Wayne either. So for the balance for people,
there you go.
I don't want that either.
There you
it's
go.
Just I don't tolerate ignorance together. Not saying that the Yo Gabba Gabba or the homosexual, I think, is ignorance. It's just what I don't want for my kids. So, hence, therefore.
And you know what? As a parent, don't tell me that I'm wrong for wanting to have an expectation for my kid. When my child is born, do I want him to be the captain of industry? Do I want him to create the next Apple and be as large as Bill Gates?
Or
hell yeah. But if I don't want my kid to be gay, does it make me homophobic?
Exactly.
I just don't want my son to be gay.
Two things with that. One, we don't have a lot of people don't have those expectations for their kids no more. They don't put a shattered ceiling for them to bust through. They don't put that in their kids. The second thing is we stop telling kids because I'm grown. That's why I can do things. I'm grown. You're not. You can't do everything I do. That comes you not being your kid's parent no more. You become their friend and y'all want to do certain things.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. Well, now you know what the heck is She's Out. Take it in your life and do what you feel is appropriate with it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Moby, Mookie, California, Gregory, Hot Topics for showing up in the chat room. Thanks, little sister. Love you for it. Great show, man. Great show. Even want to thank the troll. Ghost, you're slipping, though, man. You got to do better than that.
I'm just on this internet, man. Checking this stuff out. It's crazy. They got, we'll put some stuff up on our Terrible Superbus radio thing. Y'all go. And,
there you go.
Another great show.
So this has been a G-Network presentation, and we're going to leave it to you like this. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, Peace, y'all. We'll be right back.